Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Well, let's continue with the bye week blitz. You know, people can always tell me that I'm negative, that I'm like this really angry person. I don't know what you're talking about. I love to talk nice, and I'm going to talk nice to my guest right now, Coach Sam Purcell, Mississippi State women's basketball. Looking forward to another great season from him. Coach, I'm going to ask you this. I got a couple of questions that I asked Chris Jans yesterday, but I want to get both of y'all's thoughts on them. And we'll start with this one. You know, 10 years ago, year three for a coach was always the big year, right? At that point, you've been there for three seasons. You've built your program. You've recruited three classes. Most of the roster is yours. It's not the same way with roster construction anymore, but is it fair for fans to say a coach that's in year three, we're going to have a higher expectation than we had in year one and year two?
No.
Okay.
I'm just being real. You just answered it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, right? That's why our hashtag this year is own it. You got to just own the chaos that's coming within college sports. But hopefully as a head coach, you're building a program where kids don't want to leave. You're hoping that you have a fan base that's one of the top in the nation, that you have an environment that, you know what, you can't get this anywhere else across the country. And those are the factors that I look at when you're judging a program is who are we internally? Because some of this external stuff, you can't control.
So that being said, you've got a roster, you got a team with a lot of new faces on it. And, you know, basketball, so much more than football, in my opinion. Chemistry is so important. How do you feel about the chemistry of the group that you've got right now?
Yeah, so I got a lot of great individual talent. All right, you look at somebody like Anaya Russell, who is ESPN top 25. Destiny McFall, number one junior college recruit in the country that we were able to get. All right, Jerkayla Jordan, we all know about Jerk. One of the best guards in the SEC, not only that in the SEC, but in the country. Debrisha Poe, 40% three-point shooter. But now we got to put it together, all right? And I'm telling all our fans, I've told my coaching staff, we got to fail fast and we got to learn because we haven't been in the ringer. So every day in practice, I'm trying to put them in situations that they have to learn and grow from so when the lights come on, we can come out ahead.
That's interesting to hear you say, you know, again, to make that comparison, you hear about situational practice. That's a football thing. You know, they want to practice goal line and 2 minute. What is situational basketball practice?
Well, first and foremost, time and score. All right. What set am I going to call that you've never been in a situation with me that are game winners? All right. Who's taking the shot? I just named several great individuals, but who's going to take the moment when the moment occurs? And then most importantly, who's a pack of dogs that are ready for a dogfight that we got to get a stop and make sure the other team doesn't score?
You mentioned Jerkayla Jordan. I think that, you know, among the players returning in the SEC, she might have been one of the most important ones, not only just from the production that she brings you, but the leadership standpoint as well. When you got the word that she was returning, what was that first reaction like?
Ooh-wee. I was Tootsie Rolling, whatever modern term in today's kids dance terminology. I tried to do it as a 44-year-old man,
yeah.
And it wasn't pretty. No, I think that part, I think me and Jans always talk about is what fans should value. Are your best players coming back, all right? If your best players are coming back, then you're doing something right, and those are things that you can control. For her not to leave in 2 years and be a part of my process is a statement. She loves Mississippi State. She is Mississippi State, and she wants to make sure Mississippi State wins.
Another question I asked Coach Jans yesterday, because you just got so many new faces. We can't just sit here and you know, roll through all of them. So I'll ask you this. Who has surprised you the most since their arrival here in Starkville?
Ooh, wow. That's a tough one, man. I'm telling you, everybody surprised me. If I had to give one, I'd say Destiny McFall, the number one junior college player in the country. She's electric. She's left-handed. She's a scorer. And the best part is her best basketball is ahead of her. Every day we come to practice, she's getting better, and that excites me as a head coach.
I think something that excites Mississippi State fans is you adding Victoria Vivian to your staff. I mean, just an absolute legend here at this university, not just in women's basketball, but just in sports. You know, mm-hmm. If I had to do a Mount Rushmore of the last decade at Mississippi State, I think she's on the list with Dak and Jake Mangum and people like that. What exactly does she do for your staff? And then what is she going to bring to Mississippi State now that she's back?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. First and foremost, what she's going to bring to our staff is everything. All right. Everything that when you give a speech that we have a vision that we're trying to sell, she's done it. All right. You know, when we're in those locker rooms that you got to understand what it takes to win. She's living it currently right now at the highest level in the WNBA. And then most importantly, my kids who want to be pros, what a great resource to have someone in the active market who understands the right agents, what's going on to make a professional team, and most importantly, where women's basketball is going. So it's a blessing to have her. And then just the youth movement, right? There's not us coaches, man, we get older every single day. So to have somebody that's hungry to get in the coaching profession, she'll admit it. She's got a lot to learn. But I've got a full staff of head coaches here. They're going to mentor her and help make sure we put her in place so she can have success in this business.
You got to replace one of the top front court players in all of women's basketball from a season ago in Jessica Carter. You got a lot of options there. You know, is that something where you have to do by committee, or is somebody going to step forward and be that same similar kind of player?
Well, first of all, somebody's got to step forward, right? Because like you said, we're losing 30 minutes a game. So let's start off with Nier. Nier was a freshman last year that, you know what? She could have transferred too. She only played 10 minutes and she was the top 50 kid in the country coming out of high school. So for her to learn behind a pro and stick with the process, I'm excited for her opportunity. And then Kayla, all right, from Georgia Southern. She started off at Penn State. Everybody's got to remember this is the last year of COVID kids. So I've got a lot of fifth year kids, which is great. Older's better. I'm looking for a big year from her. And then my wild card is Medina. All right, Medina from Kenya. And let me tell you something. The young lady was not here all summer for our conditioning test, okay? I had kids training for 4 months to pass this test. Medina shows up in the fall and on the first week passes the test, all right? I've never seen nothing like it. The kid has a motor and energy about her, but most importantly, she is prideful and thankful to live here in the United States and just living life for what all Mississippi State is giving her, and I know she's excited to give back.
How quickly would I fail the conditioning test?
Oh, done. You already failed it now that you're thinking about it.
it's that type of mentally. I'm already beaten. Okay, you got my attention.
It's a mindset thing.
I want to see Robbie take it. Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, I think he'd have a little better chance than maybe.
Oh, he's definitely done. He's great. He's great at tweeting people, but you know what? He's not gonna be able to handle it if people tweeted him. And that's my guy.
I wasn't expecting to smack on Robbie today, but we'll do it. Missed the NCAA tournament a season ago.
He knows I love him, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Missed the NCAA tournament a season ago. What's the key to getting back this year?
Don't say more wins.
Don't say it.
Yeah. No, being pissed. I'm pissed. I hope I can say that on air.
You can say it. It's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm pissed. Yeah. All right, we're one game short. We're third place in the SEC in the second week of February. And this is what I tell everybody. Oh, it's a bad loss. You know, you play the bottom half. There is no bad teams in the SEC. The bad teams in the SEC have 2 to 3 McDonald's All-Americans. There's no other conference in the country like the SEC. But the problem was we didn't finish. And I look in the mirror. I lead this program. I got to make sure we get tough and we finish out what we started. We didn't. But what I am proud about is when you had teams around the country that didn't play in postseason play and just went ahead and counted and quit, my kids didn't. My kids put on that uniform and we played in that WBIT. And not only did we play in it, we smacked people. We came out upset and beat Georgia Tech, who was a great team, who lost to 5 teams by 2 points or less in the top 25 by 40. Then we come and play a TCU team that's rise on the country. They were in the top 25 earlier and beat them at home and then lost a heartbreaker at Penn State. So for us to, you know, bow up and fight as dogs is what makes me excited for this year.
I feel like from a basketball perspective, this season, both from the men and the women, there's as much anticipation as I can remember. There's been some seasons where the men were good and the women weren't as good. There have been some seasons where the women were elite and the men weren't as good. But it really feels like this year, the anticipation for both programs is incredibly high. Do you feel that? And is there sort of a symbiotic relationship with, hey, when they're good and we're good? I mean, you got that doubleheader game in Tupelo, and that should be a huge crowd for both teams.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked me this question. I tell people all the time, this place is special, and it's not to be, he's trying to be employee of the month. It's real. Me and Chris Jans, like you said, we got hired at the same time, so what a cool relationship, right? But then we have a mutual respect for each other like no other. And then I give Chris Jans a lot of credit. I say this every year. The way he values women's basketball and my young women, his players take on his personality. They're high-fiving us when we see each other in the hump. We're cheering each other on. Like, hey, guys, when we go through each other's practice. And there's that cool behind-the-scene energy so that when games occur, we go to their games and they come to ours. So it's great to see us both having success. But we're each other's best, you know, fans. And it's really cool to be a part of this environment.
I'm looking forward to tip-off this season. Looking forward to watching your team compete. I think you're going to have another outstanding year here at Mississippi State. And always a pleasure to have you on. I don't drink coffee, so having you on gives me my little caffeine boost for the day. I'm good to go now.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. Let's do this again.
Absolutely. Coach Sam Purcell, thanks so much, man.
All right. Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.